Hello and welcome to Pandora's Box. This is Kalia. And today I'm going to talk about the power of prayer to revive a lost soul. First of all, you need to understand that nothing outside of yourself has power over you other than what you give it. The only true power in your life is the power of the creative force within you. And we call this force God or presence or source or life force or any number of things. It's the same force, regardless of what we call it. When we pray, we're making contact with this force within. Just the act of prayer is an intention. When you say, I wish to connect with you, source of my being, you're setting your intention to make contact, to establish a true relationship with the source of your life. Source is always listening. So there's no need to worry that you are not being heard. You are heard, but you often don't realize that you're being heard because you don't hear the answers to your prayers the way that you would like to. You may not immediately see your prayers being answered in the way you think that they should be. You may pray, God, please take me out of pain. Lift this pain from me. Set me free. And the pain is still there. Proof there's no God. Proof that God does not hear your prayers. If you don't learn to meditate as well as pray, you won't hear when God is talking to you. The busy egoic mind is dominating your reality, and there's no room for the still small voice within. I had a client while in hypnosis was talking to her higher self. This is something that I do. It's a program that I do to connect people to their higher selves. And the client asked, "Where were you all those years when I was suffering?" And the higher self answered and said, I was here all along trying to get through to you, but you wouldn't listen. The loud, demanding voice of your ego overpowered my still, small voice, and I couldn't get through. I couldn't be heard. This is a very typical thing the higher self will say. What your higher self would probably say when you are asked to be lifted from your pain is, well, I can't take you out of pain, but I can guide you through it so you can come out the other side. I am here always walking with you, but your pain is your teacher. And if I were to take it from you, I would be taking from you your greatest lessons. I would be taking from you the very thing that caused you to finally reach out to me, to stop, to talk to me, to listen. If I were to take you from your pain now, you would go right back to living the life you were living prior to now. Your pain is your wake-up call. It's what is leading you to this sacred place within. When you truly find me and connect with me, you will no longer need your pain and it will leave you. For most people in great pain, this is not what they want to hear. They look at God like a genie in a bottle. Your wish is my command. I've even seen some of the law of attraction materials talk about source like a genie in a bottle, waiting to fulfill our every wish, our every command. But what if your wishes are based on lower level narcissistic or materialistic desires? Would it be in your highest good to have your every wish fulfilled? Probably not. You've come here with a mission and a purpose. And most people really have the same mission and purpose. It is to grow, to evolve, to know God, and to let the light of God shine through you so that you may illuminate the world with your light, so you can add another light to the world. The path of enlightenment is to learn to embody the light. And when you bring more and more light to the darkness within you, you become more and more enlightened. The more enlightened you are, the more aware you are. And the more aware you are, the more you see through the dark agendas of others. And the more you understand these agendas come from a lack of awareness. It's not your job to get other people to see the light. It is your job to find the light within you. You do this through daily contact with the divine within you. At first, it may feel empty and meaningless to talk to a force you don't understand or feel connected with. But keep talking anyway, and keep listening. Spiritual practice is super important. The more you practice, the more the still small voice can make its way through the loud noise of the distorted ego. It is the ego that tells you that you are not enough. There's something wrong with you, or you are not worth loving. You don't deserve anything good in your life. This is the voice of the distorted ego. The voice of the ego is distorted because its original job was to protect you and keep you alive. But it lost sight of its job and instead became the voice of judgment, the critical parent, the inner narcissist. You may have received the message, either directly or indirectly as a child, that you don't matter. You are not important. You're a troublemaker. You're too big for your britches. You should be seen and not heard. Or maybe even that you shouldn't be seen. That you should hide your light under a bushel. The ego picks up these messages and reinforces them. To the distorted ego, to believe in your own unworthiness is to survive. In the beginning of our life in this body, our parents are our gods, and our survival depends on them. So we must dim our light, play small, be seen and not heard, suppress our voice, suppress our light, not make waves, and so on, if we feel that that's what they want. As an adult, your ego is still feeding you these distorted messages. Dim your light. Don't be seen. Don't be heard. Don't make waves. Play small. You are insignificant. The ego unchecked becomes more and more powerful with time. Its voice becomes loud and dominating. We learn to believe its lies. We forget that we come here not to play small, but to step out on the stage of life and shine our light as brightly as we can. We come here to be seen, to be heard, to make big waves and transform the current narcissistic state of the planet. That's why we're here. Prayer will help you to overcome the ego. Prayer will help you to release your fear of stepping out onto the stage of life and be seen. Prayer will help you to get through the cruelty and abuse of those who still believe that you should be playing small. In prayer, you must ask, "Help me to find my strength. Help me to know who I am. Help me to endure the darkness I am in. Help me to find the light within me. Help me to know true love. Guide my footsteps. Help me to hear you. Bring me a sign. Help me to know that you are here." When we meditate, we practice listening. We learn to tell the difference between the ego and the spirit within. At first, the ego sees this as an opportunity to take control, and it may speak louder. But as you begin to recognize that narcissistic, judgmental voice that is loud, boisterous, and unforgiving, you can say, "No, thank you. I'm not going to listen to you. I am listening for the voice of wisdom, the voice of love, the voice of truth. And this is a voice that feels good. The other voice doesn't feel good at all. It feels degrading." When the ego realizes it isn't getting your attention, it stops trying so hard and eventually loses control altogether. And this is why it's so important to keep practicing and don't give up. The ego wants you to give up and give in to its distortions. It's not that the ego is evil or bad. It is dysfunctional. It's distorted. It believes it's keeping you alive in a sort of warped, twisted way. It's like the internalized narcissist. A lot of people say, "I feel like maybe I am the narcissist," or "the narcissist voice keeps talking to me from within." That's your ego, your narcissistic ego. If you've ever heard, "You are your own worst enemy," there is truth here. But the true statement should be your distorted ego is your worst enemy. You are not your ego, so you're not your own worst enemy. You are a spiritual being having a human experience, and the ego is controlling the human. Your higher self is in charge of the spirit. Your higher self is the spirit. The ego itself is not your enemy. It helps you to realize your humanness and ensures your physical survival, so you don't jump off a cliff or step out in front of a bus. But as the ego becomes distorted, it becomes like an autoimmune disease attacking the self. It attacks the self by trying to keep it in a little box so it doesn't do anything that may threaten its survival. So play small. Dim your light, stay safe, stay in the box, becomes its distorted way of protecting the physical human. Making any part of ourselves the enemy is not helpful. It sets up an internal fight, a constant inner struggle. It's much better to develop understanding and know that the original intention of the ego is to keep you alive. You can't fault it for that. It just got trapped in narcissistic society and knows not what it does. You have to learn to talk back to your ego and let it know it's no longer in charge. It's not the boss of you. It's your servant, not your master. You must take back your mastery and put your ego back into its servant's quarters. With love, of course. Tell your ego, please, don't talk to me like that. I won't listen to such nonsense anymore. Be quiet. What you say is not true. I know you mean well and that you're trying to help, but I will not be dimming my light and playing small anymore. I am headed for greatness. And if you want my attention, then you need to help me to achieve my greatness by reminding me how awesome I am, not how small and insignificant that I am. That program won't run with me anymore. It's time for a new program. Once you let your ego know the new program, you will have to reinforce it for a time until your ego aligns with the new undistorted reality. Your higher self is the true master, and your ego is the assistant. You have to remember that, and you have to teach it. When you talk to higher self, don't beg or grovel. Set your intentions and make your request, and always follow up by saying, for my highest good and the highest good of all. For spirit to help you, you have to make a request. It can only help by your request. And don't forget to practice gratitude. Say, thank you for my life, my health, the roof over my head, my job, the food on my table, and everything you can think of that are blessings in your life. Find the blessings. This is really important. During the gratitude prayer, focus only on the blessings and not the curses, so to speak. Don't assume because there are curses that there are no blessings. Don't assume that you are entitled to have a roof over your head, a job, a healthy body, or food on your table. Our narcissistic society is very entitled. So be grateful for all that you have. Be grateful for those blessings. Sometimes your greatest blessings may seem like curses. When a relationship is ripped away from you, it could be your greatest blessing. It could even be the answer to a prayer, but it may not feel like it in the moment when you're deep in pain. It may also be a blessing in disguise when you're in pain, because that pain is leading to your spiritual enlightenment. Your breakdown is leading to your breakthrough. Practice gratitude. It trains your mind to take account of what is good in your life. And the more you focus on what is good in your life, the more good shows itself, the more good comes your way. When you pray and say, for my highest good and the highest good of all, you are acknowledging that the answer to your prayer may not look the way that you would like it to look, but it will be for your highest good. And as a result of your highest good being taken into account, it will also be for the highest good of all involved or all concerned. It would be impossible for something to be for your highest good and not be for the highest good of all. If it is for your highest good to leave a relationship, it is also for the highest good of your relationship partner. He or she may not know it yet. When one leaves an addict or an alcoholic who's not getting better, your leaving may be the catalyst for that person to seek help. Or it may be what takes that person to his or her ultimate low, which will then lead to that person seeking help. So good can come of this. When you leave a narcissist, you hold that person accountable the only way that you can. You are saying, I will no longer tolerate your behavior. You may never change, and that's your choice. You're talking to the narcissist. You may hurt others, and that's between you and the others. But I will no longer put myself in harm's way. So as you pray, understand that the answers to your prayer are in the highest good of all. Learn to listen for inspiration. Listen to the still small voice within. Watch for signs and number sequences that remind you that you are being guided, that you're not alone. If you feel confused about your direction, pray for clarification. It's important that you never let anyone else decide for you whether or not your life has value. It's too easy to give your power away. It's too easy to get lost in the insanity of another person or group's distorted idea of you. Others don't have the power to define you. Only you have that power. Take that power back from the narcissistic ego and give it to the higher self. The higher self knows who you are, and its greatest desire for you is that you can see yourself the way that it sees you, that magnificent being that you are. You are nothing less than a part of God occupying a human form. You are a God. You are a creator being. Create your life in a way that the cultivation of your inner light becomes the most important pursuit in your life. All else will come to you naturally. Life in true communion with Source, with God, is a life unopposed. Because when you are in full communion with Source, you don't experience the separation from others. You only experience your union with divinity. This is where you are most powerful. This is the home you would hope to find by leaving this physical reality. You don't have to leave your physical body to find home. Home is here within you. It is in the now, the presence. It is the eternalness of being. Don't pray to be redeemed from the darkness. Pray to know the light of your eternal being. Pray that your eyes are opened to the truth. Pray that your enemies will either fall away or be transformed by love. Thank you for listening. Keep listening. Go into the stillness and listen. Thank you, and have a blessed day.